भगवद्गीता 4.33 श्रेयान् द्रव्यमयाद् यज्ञाज् ज्ञानयज्ञः परन्तप सर्वं कर्माखिलं पार्थ ज्ञाने परिसमाप्यते। सुश्रेयान् बेटर देन द्रव्यमयाद् यज्ञाज्। यज्ञ विच इन्वॉल्व्स द्रव्यम विच इज द्रव्यमय विच इन्वॉल्व्स मनी विच इन्वॉल्व्स सैक्रिफाइस ऑफ मनी ज्ञानयज्ञः परन्तप ज्ञान यज्ञ वेर एज द यज्ञ विच इन्वॉल्व्स नॉलेज दैट इज बेटर। सर्वं कर्माखिलं पार्थ द कल्मिनेशन ऑफ ऑल कर्मा अखिलं देयर गोल देयर कंक्लूजन इज ज्ञाने परिसमाप्यते दे परिसमाप्यते दे कल्मिनेट इन ज्ञान। सो rather than there are many significant points in this verse let's look at the first half. Krishna is saying that giving charity is good, but more important than giving charity or better or higher is jnana yagya, the yagya in which there is performance of there is actually the ritual of or there is the involvement of knowledge. That means one is using one's inner faculty, one is using one's intelligence and knows what is doing and is doing. So our knowledge, as I said, we can have knowledge of various things when we're talking about jnana yagya in one of the earlier talks. So we can have knowledge about various things, but when we direct our knowledge acquiring propensity towards spiritual truth, ultimately towards Krishna, then that is jnana yagya in the ultimate sense. So instead of dravyam shreyan dravyamayad yagya jnana yagya parantapa, that means that instead of doing sacrifice that involves dravyamaya, that involves giving away of wealth, if one does sacrifice that involves jnana yagya, it involves knowledge, then that is better, Krishna is saying. So in general, people think of punya in terms of, say, giving some dana, but often people think of either studying scripture or acquiring knowledge, not so much as pious, but it is also pious. And not just pious, it is actually here we are talking about the spiritual piety, that means that which takes us spiritually towards the absolute truth. So, sarvam karma akhilam partha. So first part Krishna is telling is, Arjuna, just don't do some rituals. Or don't have a ritualistic understanding of yajna. Have a philosophical understanding. Shreyan dravyamaya yajna jnana yajna parantava. Now, after that he says in the second part, sarvam karmakhilam partha. The purpose of various different kinds of karma. So here there are two adjectives actually. There is sarvam and there is akhilam, two describers. So all there are different kinds of karma, and when those activities are done in their completion, then in their completeness, then what happens by that? Jnane parisamapyate. They end in jnana. They help one to develop knowledge. So the purpose of doing any activity is not just to keep doing that activity, but to grow in knowledge through the doing of that activity. This, of course, was the underlying principle of Karma Yoga, as we discussed earlier also, that when Krishna in 3.7 talked about how instead of being a mithyachari renunciate, being an engaged householder is better. So at that time, essentially what Krishna was talking about is this, that one should engage one's senses. So here Krishna is saying, do activity. The purpose of activity is the development of knowledge. So Arjuna has that stereotyped idea that the way to develop knowledge is by giving up activity and practicing contemplation, practicing inactive contemplation. So Krishna is saying, no, don't think of these two as two contradictory or two binary things. They are unitary. Binary means two different. Unitary means having something in common. They have a unitary purpose. So they have. So even the path of karma is ultimately meant to gain jnana. Now this jnana, what it refers to, Krishna has not specified that. But we shouldn't think that jnana always has to refer to impersonal jnana, the jnana of impersonal Brahman, or jnana is to refer to jnana yoga. Even bhaktas have jnana, and jnana is the natural feature of the soul, because chitta, the soul has consciousness, and with consciousness the soul naturally acquire jnana. Now it is not that the jnana has to be the defining identity of the soul. With the jnana, the atma can practice bhakti, and when the atma gets a taste for bhakti, then bhakti becomes the defining feature of the soul. So the important point is that we neither have a mania for jnana nor a phobia for jnana. A mania for jnana means that one thinks that jnana itself is the ultimate thing, and somehow or the other I have to cultivate jnana. Krishna will tell later about how in 7.19 he will state that jnana culminates in bhakti. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samatma sudurlabhaham. So he will describe how jnana, those who acquire jnana, those who become jnanavan, they actually practice bhakti. They surrender to me, and surrendering to Krishna is the essence of the practice of bhakti. So, so one should not have a mania for jnana, thinking that jnana itself is the ultimate thing. Nor should we have a phobia for jnana. Phobia means an irrational fear, and the idea of a phobia is one thinks that there is no as devotee is jnana, we should not touch jnana also, because jnana is all about jnana marga and it is about impersonal liberation. No, jnana is basically something which can be used in bhakti also. So there is shushka jnana, dry jnana, which is undesirable, but there is bhakti unmukha jnana, which is desirable, which by jnana we understand the glory of Krishna, we understand his greatness, and we feel more inspired to devote ourselves to him. So when here Krishna is talking about jnane parisamapyate, he is simply talking in a generic sense about how they jnana which we have is the jnana of the jnana which is the foundation for spiritual life. Just like we say athato brahma jigyasa, so by jigyasa, by inquisitiveness, what do we get? We get knowledge of brahma, brahma jnana, and then by brahma jnana we understand also not just that I am brahma, I can also understand that I am the servant of brahma if I get proper understanding of jnana, and then I can, that inspires me in bhakti. So sarvam karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate, the ultimate purpose of all knowledge is to enable us to, the purpose of all the karma that one does is to get jnana. So Arjuna, if you want liberation, don't think that you have to renounce the world and go to the forest. No, you can be in this world also, but if you recognize the reality that you are meant to go beyond this world, that the work that you do in this world is not necessarily something which will keep you entangled. The work you do here can also take you beyond this world, and therefore do the work that you have to do. That will help you to move onwards. Jnane parisamapyate. So there are two features, two distinct points in this verse. The first half states that Arjuna, whatever you do, it is better to do in knowledge than do it ritualistically. And second, he says, when you are doing activities, don't think that the path of enlightenment and the path of action are different, because the path of action also leads to enlightenment. Thank you.